Welcome to Dream Big with Jill Jack, a show that will inspire, educate, and encourage you to break down your barriers and follow your heart. Here's your host, Jill Jack, on Empower Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am so happy you chose to tune in today. I am Jill Jack, your host of Dream Big, and today I bring to you a very hot topic. Just to go with the weather, I suppose. Okay, here it goes. Big question for you. Money, friend or foe? Quick, without thinking too much, answer that question. Money, friend or foe? You can really learn a lot by how a person answers that question. I asked a bunch of friends and my husband and family. It was so interesting to hear their responses and how they backed up their responses. The conversations were a real eye-opener for me. Well, I have to admit, up until recently, money for me has really been foe. See, I grew up a rich kid. My dad was a doctor and my mom was a nurse, and we lived in this incredibly beautiful neighborhood with a beautiful home and a built-in pool. Well, most of my closest friends lived in cities just a few miles over, but those miles changed a lot of things. The neighborhoods looked different, the people dressed different in some cases there was even seemed like a language barrier or just different language. While I suppose as a kid, I should have felt proud about what I had and where I was from, but at times I was kind of embarrassed. And other times, especially in the summer, I wasn't sure if kids were friends with me because they liked me or because I had a pretty awesome pool with a hot tub attached. So get this, kids that didn't talk to me all school year would show up with a towel hanging from their neck and say, "Hey, Jill, great to see ya. What you doing today?" And then end up spending the entire day in my pool. Now, I know you probably don't feel too sorry for me, but I did find that I became guarded. So, and another thing too with money, I think I also didn't like the way some of the rich people around me acted. They were like, you know, extra cocky or rude to wait staff. I was like, why? You know, like, or making fun of homeless people. I began to have a not so great opinion about money because I took person and their money together. I remember thinking, man, you have all this dough. Why you got to be that way? Also, as a kid, I felt that money always came with strings attached. So from an early age, I always chose to work. I wanted my own money. I didn't like asking for it from my parents because then I would have to explain why I needed it. I mean, if I wanted to go to the corner store and buy bubblegum or a soda, I wanted to know that I could just go. So I started babysitting at 11 years old. But even prior to that, I was that kid with the lemonade stand. I remember one summer, I even took all my stuffed animals and put them out in the backyard and charged everybody 25 cents. Just to walk around and look at my stuffed animals. We called it the zoo. Everybody bought it. It was crazy. And at 15, I started working at a dry cleaner's. These crazy hours, and kept my babysitting job too. I just wanted to have my own money. And I maintained both those jobs and went to school too. So this became a pattern for me throughout my life. But I still enjoyed the comforts of my parents' home, obviously. The car, the clothes, the travel, and of course, the pool. When I became an adult and got married, I had the shock of my life. You know, buying my first home was a real bubble buster. I was in total sticker shock. I didn't understand why I couldn't buy a colonial home in the neighborhood I grew up in. The only thing my first husband and I could afford was a very, very, very small bungalow in that neighborhood that was a few miles away. Remember the one I was talking to you about where my friends grew up? I learned that I couldn't take my housekeeper with me either. I remember asking, "Are you going to come to my house?" She said, "No way." I also learned that I had to do my own laundry. and I had to mow a lawn. No lawn service? What? All of a sudden, I realized what money could buy and that I didn't have it. We struggled a lot. Managing money for me was really tough. I didn't know how to manage money. I knew how to spend it, though. My mom had a rubber band around these little magical plastic cards that bought me anything I wanted. I just assumed I would do the same. So I got a bunch of those little magic cards. Problem being, I didn't have the money to pay for those bills that came in, you know, those big purchases. So the vicious cycle began. And I hated money again. Money, what is it really? Well, at the beginning, for me, it was like the boyfriend my parents didn't want me to date. I did things with it that made me feel so good, then so bad. I did wild things with it that were extremely irresponsible and got me into trouble. And then I spent it secretly as if someone was watching. Why? Good question. What is your relationship with money? Is it your friend or is it your foe? Were you brought up in a comfortable home? Or was there fear of making or paying bills looming over the house? My parents were brought up in low-income families during the Depression. Although they both ended up making a great living, mentally, there was always this fear of running out. And on any given day, you could look in our pantry and see 10 cans of corn. I mean, who needs 10 cans of corn? It was always the thought, make sure you have enough, panic, don't run out. I put the question out there to my listeners, and here are some of the very wise and extremely honest answers I received. Well, Dan seems to have a very intellectual view about money, and I loved it. I learned a lot from it. So here's what Dan said. He said, money by definition is a representation of value. What we value both as individuals and as a society dictates where money will go. Money itself is neither friend nor foe, but instead is an indicator of where our priorities and interests lie. Well, Darren, he said that he has a pretty abusive relationship with money. He stated that when things are good and on budget, he said, I see money as a good friend and I'm so grateful for its presence and influence in my life. When things get a little tight, I quickly become resentful of my complete dependence on money and curse it and the love of it as a root of all evil. And when, also with little humor, he added, I'm sorry to my friend money. I've not been good to you over the years. Michelle states that money is just an object. It is neither good nor bad. It's what we do with it that gives it a negative or positive energy. Well, Beth, she just responded that money is no friend and it is faux show. Sorry, just had to throw that in. Keith stated that perhaps moderation applies here. To the extent that we can meet our basic needs and being able to recognize that these are and also pursue worthwhile dreams, money is our friend. Well, you know, I love how we get these back and forth things. So we've got Monica, who stated that money has always been a foe to her as long as she can remember. She constantly says she is in a state of panic about money, not having enough, not being able to pay her bills. She lives constantly in fear of the future. Will she make enough? Will something happen where she can't afford to live? Her roof leaking, her car not working, her job might let her go. Monica says she doesn't want to live in fear anymore. She wants to learn how to live in the present and have more faith in the future. Monica wants to view money as her friend. She wants to say goodbye to it being her foe. Well, Scotty feels that the relationship we have with money is often going to be plagued with the same kind of dysfunctions and issues as relationships we have with people. Whoa. Many don't believe this or see themselves in this way. But if your relationships are affected by your fears, irrational or otherwise, you might recognize how you interact with your money. This doesn't have to always be bad or create negative outcomes. recognizing how your own issues affect your interactions with money, and more importantly, wealth, can help you have a healthy relationship with both. Another one was great from Karen. She said she would characterize money as both a barrier and a goal, neither good nor bad per se, but she doesn't consider it as a goal in of itself, rather as it means to achieve other things. She says she's been cash poor her whole life, but it hasn't stopped her from doing and achieving things. Sometimes money as a barrier is something to surmount, circumvent, or get creative in your thinking and planning. She said she'll probably die broke, but with a great library and a lot of stories told, not the worst way to go. I just am blown away by everybody's perception and everybody's willingness to get honest with themselves about money. I think that's the hardest thing. I love their passion about it. And I'm with Monica. I mean, not long ago, I decided it was time to change my attitude about money. I wanted money to be my friend. I didn't want to think of money in a negative way any longer. So with some help of some really awesome friends' recommendations, I started reading tons of books about money and the relationship with it. One book that totally floored me was You Are a Badass at Making Money by Jen Sincero. It blew my mind. It was as if she was talking directly to me, and it was hilarious. The first pages, I literally almost spit my coffee out from laughing so hard. Remember that saying, money is the root of all evil? Why? This book made me question that saying. Why in the world is the money root of all evil? So in this book, there were these exercises. One was, I am grateful to money because. Okay, wherever you are, give me five reasons why you're grateful to money. And check your senses as you're writing this. Is there any guilt? What kind of emotions are happening while you're giving your answers? Well, this was hard for me at first to write these, but this is what I came up with. I am grateful to money because money is freedom. What does that mean? Money is freedom. Well, aren't you apt to go where you want to go? Like, for example, visit family in Italy or buy a car that actually won't stall on the freeway and will get you to work in time. Freedom to buy the food that you want that's good for you instead of the dollar meal at McDonald's. Money is joy. Okay, I know. How many times have you heard money does not buy happiness? Well, that was my motto as a starving artist. Man, whoever coined that phrase gave all of us artists a manifestation and belief that we weren't worth more. I'll chat about that later. Money is joy. I mean, think about it. Isn't it joyful to pay off a credit card? Isn't it joyful to share the wealth you have with someone less fortunate? Isn't it joyful to make a big dinner and invite the entire neighborhood over? Well, yes, yes, it is. Money is joy, and I am okay with that now. Money is security. Ah, don't we all want security? You know, fear that we won't have. I mean, isn't that awesome? There is security knowing that no one is coming to impound our car or padlock our house. Yeah, I'd say that works for me. Money is security. With less fear, we live more freely. Isn't money one of the biggest fights we have in marriage? Isn't that one of the things everybody says? Well, money is love. Wow. That was a weird one for me, but I wrote it down. For the love of money. I'm trying to break the negative connotation I feel when I hear that. Nothing is wrong with loving money. I can share it. And I love to share love. Get it? Money is grand opportunity. Oh boy, that is for sure. If used wisely, the opportunities are endless. What would you do if you had $1 million? Would you stop working? Would you buy a hut in Tahiti and escape from civilization? I doubt it. And I know for me, if I had $1 million, I would continue to do the work I love. I would have the freedom to continue to give to society. you know, share my dream big company to help others reach their goals, I would probably just take it globally. I'd take it around the world and back. Doesn't that sound awesome? I would help my friends who may be down on their luck. I would invest. I would give to charities. I may even create a charity of my own. So see, money isn't the root of all evil. My dear friend Terry Williams, my soul sister on Empower Radio, loaned me a book recently, Money, Manifestation, and Miracles by Miraflor Toniato. I sure hope I said her name right. In this beautiful book, one of its main messages is what money enables us to do. How about this? The thought that wealth enabled you to embrace the belief that wealth creation is not separate from a life filled with passion, purpose, wisdom, connection to spirit, and contribution through service. Don't you just love that? Well, let's break that down. So in a nutshell, it is saying that you don't have to lose yourself in your journey to becoming wealthy. The journey is in sync with your passions, your true purpose, your spirit, and indeed will give you the opportunity to give back and to be of service to others. Doesn't that sound just wonderful? Where do I sign up? This book also talks about identifying your blind spots and emotional blocks that may be preventing you from financial success. Well, this is a huge one for me. Just the other day, a very nice couple moved into our neighborhood. They were on their morning walk, and my husband and I were having our morning coffee on our porch, as we love to do. We said hello and started exchanging pleasantries, and we got to talking about what we do for a living. Well, my husband told them, I'm a musician, and the neighbor said, it's such a shame that it's so hard to make money in your business. How long has it been said, getting back to my point earlier, that artists are starving? Well, if we tell ourselves long and hard enough that this is the case and this is our truth, well, there you have it. It shall be true. Believing you are worth it, whatever it is you do. Break it down. Let's really look at you. Do you believe you are smart? Look back on your life. What have you accomplished? Don't be hard on yourself. Look at your past as if it was someone else's. Sometimes that's easier for me because I pride myself on staying humble. I know that this mental exercise can feel uncomfortable. So if you can't do it, ask someone who loves you and someone you feel safe with to help you look at your successes in life. I have an awesome mother-in-law who points out to me that since she's met me, she can't believe how far I have come in my career. I don't always see what she's talking about as she points them out to me. Know your worth, people. Believe in yourself. Don't just settle and think this guy in the next cube deserves more than you because it's easier to see other people's accomplishments instead of your own. Now, nothing comes for free unless your great-grandpappy loved you so much that he left his entire estate to you. My point is here, knowing that you're worth, envisioning a life that you want, and working at believing you deserve it. And it's not bad to see yourself rich. The working of success, my friend. I know that I want my companies to succeed, not just because I want to pay my bills, but because it is my passion. It's what makes me bound out of bed in the morning, knowing that I'm helping people dream big and reach their goals. It's my calling. I love sharing my music with the world too and making people feel feelings. Those feelings that some people have trapped way deep down in their soul. I want to tap into that and pull those feelings out of them. Why can't I make money doing that? It's okay. Do you love your work? Do you work hard for it? And stay open to the idea that you deserve it. You will be successful at it. Run from fear and doubt. They are just thoughts in your head. Squish them like a bug. I'm also in the middle of this book, Failing Up. How to Take Risks, Aim Higher, and Never Stop Learning by Leslie Odom Jr. Leslie is an actor who has just experienced the success of a lifetime, starring in the Broadway hit Hamilton. One of his chapters begins with a quote from an actress that just rang so true to me. and that I'm seriously of thinking of getting it tattooed on my forehead. Just kidding. Just want to make sure you're still listening. It states, more than ready, start now, every day, becoming in your actions, your regular actions, what you would like to become in the bigger scheme of things. That just made me really think. Instead of worrying about bills or focusing on what I don't have, I am retraining my thoughts as if I'm already the person I want to become. Does that make sense? Every thought I have, I'm working on making it be the thought of the person I want to become. If a negative thought or fear creeps in, I rework the thought and turn it into a new and improved thought that embraces the life I know I'm going to live, that I am taking the steps in the journey of my ideal life. I really want my relationship with money to be beautiful, a wonderful experience that brings me joy so I can share the joy with others. In other words, and again, I quote a very wise Miraflore, money provides you with more choices to fuel the mission you are passionate about creating and to enjoy a better quality of life. Here are some thought-provoking quotes I used to get my juices flowing. I call them PKs, provoking kickstarters. Here's a quote. It's kind of fun to do the impossible. Guess who said that? The one, the only Walt Disney. Could you imagine the fear and doubt he had to fight through to see his vision come to fruition? I would have lost an entire year of sleep, I'm sure. But he did it. He made this beautiful place for all to enjoy, just out of a daydream he had. Well, here's another one. The ultimate reason for setting goals is to entice you to become the person it takes to achieve them. That is a good one, by Jim Rohn. And my good old buddy Buddha, he states that there are two mistakes one can make along the road to truth: not going all the way and not starting. So I don't know about you, but from today on, when asked the question, money, friend, or foe, I choose friend. I am Jill Jack. Thanks for listening to Dream Big. And remember, a dream is an invitation to reality. Believe, believe, believe.